people come.
That's right, the old knife grinder.
Do you remember the knife grinder coming?
Yes,
I have some of that.
It's in come round with a bicycle, didn't you? It was the pedaling, the grand scissors.
Yeah.
How much was it to grind?
Sixpence per pair of scissors.
Yes. I thought it was for me.
I know we used to go on camping there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And if it didn't come round, I've seen with that sharp bit on the stairs.
How often did he come round, do you think?
Not very often.
About every month.
And yet, you know, I've got a newspaper in it.
What did it look like when he came round? What was it like?
He's on an ordinary bike.
Yes.
This thing fixed on up front.
Yes. And he just used to sit, didn't he?
What was the thing?
You give him your scissors and this thing implement worked and it sharpened scissors or knives.
I can remember him coming round.
Well, what did he sharpen it with? Was it
it was a big wheel, wasn't it?
The wheel went round.
The wheel went round. And then round the knives or the scissors. But I can remember him coming. Yeah. You're taking the knives and your scissors out.
Yeah, he used to peddle it.
Yeah, that's right. And like a big stone wheel, wasn't it?
Yes. You make sure.
When do you think they stopped? When do you think they stopped going around? Because you don't see them nowadays,
Because we have got electric sharpeners now.
Yeah, but I don't think it's quite the same.
No.
And
especially with scissors, I must have 25 pairs of scissors in my house. None of them any good.
No. I mean, it's like the chimney sweep.
See the chimney sweep. Mm. No. Well, you do see chimney sweeps, but they're always in vans.
Oh, yes.
They're in a van nowadays.
You used to have to go out and look to see if brushes come out of the chimneys, didn't you?
And if you didn't, you'd say, well, you haven't done it properly.
No, what if you did.
What did the chimney sweep look like?
And you always had it done early in the morning, didn't you, as well?
So that nobody would have any clothes on.
You always had it done very early in the morning.
You had sucked them from your gardens if you wanted it.
Did he look very dirty? Did he look very dirty?
Yeah. Yeah.
And how did he come round? Did he come round on a bike or?
Yes, then he was back to a van.
How often would he come?
When you wanted him,
he used to shout rags and bones. Don't know what they did with them, not unless they boiled them and made glue out of them.
They used to take them to Clansey, didn't they? You know where the Yorkshire farm is?
Oh yes,
it's up there as Clansey's yard now.
Well, it used to be in St Andrewgate, didn't it?
Whereabouts
in St Andrewgate?
Well, just off Collier Gate.
About halfway down, wasn't it?
And he'd rags, he used to weigh them and give them what he thinks.
Yeah, he'd sort them out, put woolly through rags. And his mum was so big that she had to have a special car made for her. You know, and a chair, she had a special chair. She had to have doorknobs out made bigger so she could get in. And she just lived in this one room because she was so fat she couldn't walk up Bolton. But she could drive a car.
Were they gypsies or were they travelling family?
No. They had a house up Long Street, didn't they? Ronnie Clancy lived at Lumsden. Mm. But they advertised for jumbo rags. So they must still need them.
Oh, they do, because they took all our jumbo, what we had.
And yet you don't see a jumbo...
you don't hear a rag and bone?
No, never come round, do they, no? Did they push carts round? What was it?
Pram.
A pram?
Oh, no, pram, wasn't it?
You always got sixpence, though.
Or a balloon.
Yeah,
and it was nice to get
a
balloon.
We once got a gold.
Did you find it?
Where one?
Where
the
other
one?
Yes.
They were removals.
Yes, that's what they're on about.
Oh, yeah.
I died on it. But
where were Swabies?
Oh, I can't remember. I know there was it. Where it was. I know there was a removal.
The top of Micklegate.
Yes.
Did you ever use them to move? Did they ever come and help you?
No, because they were too expensive. You got a coal man with his pitcher, and then he moved
it. People moved, yes.
We come from Sadcastle, coal man
Brooks,
on his horse and wagon.
Which coal man was that, can you remember?
Mr. Brooks, but he lived in Sadcastle.
Oh,
did they, buddy? He did live in Yarmouth.
I can remember the coal man coming round with horse and cart.
Yes. Hadn't he?
Yeah.
You were sick.
Yes.
Do you remember any Coleman moving you?
No, we never
moved.
So they moved when you stayed in the same place?
We were changed.
Coleman moved us.
Mm.
Oh, it's a pity, that, isn't it?
It is.
Any other? What other? Any other sorts of...
Well, there was a man called P. Bob. I don't remember him. I've heard people talk about him. And he lived in... In
Leithorpe,
somewhere.
Yeah. Technical. You know him. And you know him. What they call him?
P. Bob.
Mucky Bob.
No.
P. Bob.
Yeah.
He was coming round with peas and pies.
There you are,
yeah. I remember him shouting pies and pies.
I don't remember him, but I've heard people on about him.
When we were bears, we used to lay in bed, we could hear him shouting, not peas, not pies.
Yeah. You thought you had a good supper, did you?
They were nice though, Liz, weren't they?
Oh, they were lovely.
I mean, you can't buy pork pies now, like they were
then.
Not
like then, they were home drunk,
weren't
they?
Because it all juice used to run down your chin.
Yeah.
You'd go like that.
Hello.
Hello.
No, you're okay. That's
you nice. Would, it was...
I've been doing some dark.
How did he bring these peas and pies round then? How did he carry them round? Was it on a... How did he carry them round?
On a barrel.
On a barrel? Oh, you pushed it?
Yeah.
How big was the barrel?
Oh, fairly big.
Was it like a sort of...
Was it like on a pram or like
no,
a...
No, like a flat top one, a barrel.
With two handles?
Yeah.
And how many pies would
he
have on?
They used to make their own barrels in them days, though, didn't they?
Oh, they did, yes.
How many pies would he have on?
Oh, quite a lot.
But men used to come out at pub and buy them and then go back at pub, didn't they?
Mm. And how did he keep his peas hot? How did he keep it all hot?
Well, they were half hot. You had to buy them when they come straight round. Otherwise, you had them cold.
They were hot. I can't remember how they kept them hot. Yeah, they were. Have they a paraffin thing then? No.
I wanted to start the first half one of those, not in a wooden barrel.
But around here they didn't. No, but if the study jumps up a barrel like that.
If you're
from a matter
with your
hands. You know,
if
the study on top of the barrel, some of them had holes in like that bottom on the three legs because they screwed them on our nails.
That's
right. Used to live near us. But he was a real hard working man and he eventually bought boarding houses all over York.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
On Micklegate there.
Yeah.
And he was a real rough quarter, you know. And you could see doors open as you passed. I mean, the big offices now. Lovely. But when I was a little girl, we lived at the top of Micklegate.
25.
And Charlie Thornton bought all them houses.
Quarter three, it would be ready.
Up there. And all people had nowhere to go. And you could sleep sleeping in, couldn't you, Liz? You could see him sleeping in always, couldn't you?
Oh, you could, yes. Nine times out of ten, he was blind or on that bike.
Everybody, and he
drunk.
Was he?
Yeah, and he used to cook for them, and they used to. be sitting in this hallway and with the meals on the knees, really dirty plates, you know, striding over each other as they're walking down on the lift.
Whereabouts in Micklegate would that be?
Next door to Wine Lodge, what they call Wine Lodge?
Walkers and Stocks.
We know, don't we, Liz?
Oh, we do.
Great Northern was in Railway Street, though.
Well, which is a big one on the corner now.
That was the Adelphi.
That was the Adelphi.
They called one half of it Delphi, didn't they, Liz?
Yes.
And what did they call the other half? It was Saint Paul.
George Houston wanted.
It was Saint Paul, but they both had different... One that was in this... what we called Railway Street, but it's George Hudson Street.
Yeah.
And that Micklegate, that was Delphi, and this had another name. Railway King, they call it now. Call it Railway King now.
It's all altered, isn't it?
Because that Delphi, it had little compartments in, didn't it, Liz?
Yeah.
And they had seats, each little... compartment of a wooden seat all the way round. You know, how many would there be? About four, wouldn't there? And then they opened back up, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they made us into like a piano sing song.
Yes, indeed.
Didn't they? And then eventually they knocked all these compartments down, didn't they? And put tables and chairs in.
They did,
but they were all oak, everything was oak. You know, seats were all oak panelling. It was never polished or anything like that. It was always could do with a good scrub. There was like stone floors and that. But on bar there'd be all brass and brass horses, and out front of bar it'd be like grids and bits of shiny, you know, black lead and brass. You know, it makes you wonder where all them nice things have gone.
Yeah.
It's progress, isn't it?
Yeah, they took them all down and sold them off to the pictures or something.
I had one up mum down.
Yeah,
shall we? And I had four children in this one up mum down. Then we got a three bedroom house up at Huntington Road, Kirkham Avenue. First house in Kirkham Avenue. We thought it was wonderful, and my son had a second son.
Well, I think we had one in Burton Lane.
He'd be about five years old. And when we walked into this house, and we had with no furniture, because we only had one up one down, you see. And he would run in, and it does like drawers and a cupboard in the corner. They all had them, hadn't they?
Yeah.
Cupboard.
And yes, that's right.
Everybody had them. And you took drawers out and turned them upside down and sat on them. Because you know what else to say. And then he got up and he was right fat. And he ran upstairs and he went in one bedroom, then you could hear him, you know. One bedroom, then other, then the then he went to the bathroom, but he'd never seen a bathroom. He went to the bathroom, then he come down the club and downstairs, and he looked at me like that, through the sitting room and into the back kitchen, and he put his hands on his hips like this, and he said, "Mum, is all these houses ours?" Because there were three bedrooms. And all these houses ours?
Poor lad.
Did you ever get pizza
and
fish?
Yeah, we had a fish, Mum. And sometimes you had a meat man, but as time went on, they stopped them doing it because there were so many flies. I mean, they used to... Well, everybody had their own meat, I think, didn't they, really? They used
to get a
meat man
every morning.
And we used to come with a churn, didn't we? In the kitchen,
You used to take your basin out.
Yeah.
Got to ladle it out,
didn't they? Yeah.
How did you know you were getting good value?
Well, you didn't, did you?
You didn't, you took a risk.
I don't think people
paid
in
those
days,
though. Yes. Oh, there was various wool shops, wasn't there?
I think... He used to get it at Boyer's, didn't he?
Yes, well, and I used to often get it at the cooperative stores as well.
Yes, yes.
They used to have a good selection.
Leakenthorpe's
and...
that little shop on Burton Lane, you know, Margaret Richardson.
Oh, in the corner.
Margaret Richardson. Yes, yes, she used to have a real good selection.
I know Remy Crowley.
That was handy for me, you know.
I know Remy, you remember Remy
Crowley? Oh, I knew Remy, yes.
She used
yes.
to get the wounds from there.
And oh, I was used to like doing it.
And I tell you what else used to fascinate me, when you bought your wallpaper and you had to trim your
edges off, yes.
Yeah. It cost you eight Madeira
if you took it, yes.
And you only took one side off, you didn't set both sides off.
Ah, because you were over that then, but the proper way is to put joints right up.
Oh,
and then you got where it knocked off, didn't it?
That's right, you just knocked it and it came off. Yes.
Oh, I just knocked it off and it used
to. Well, I have somewhere in my cupboard, I have a big trunk with all my husband's things in, like, and I know of some paper trimmers. You know, they just used to run them along like that there and they used to trim that edge off.
Oh, yeah, they did, yeah.
I believe I have two of those, unless I've given them to the boys, like.
It's all done and dusted for you, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But I think you miss out as well because, you know, I can remember, and I'm going with my mum to, what was that one on those bridge? Lasky?
Yeah.
Lasky.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. It's still there, but it's the opposite side.
And they used to get, your rolls out, but they'd get your 20 rolls out, wouldn't they? And put them over and stand back and they'd get you a match up and that, but... All that's
gone. And then
you put your border along.
That's
because
right.
That's what they were doing.
Roses, wonderful, get you a pattern.
Yeah. Oh, they did it. Well, that was business, really. Yeah, I mean, they did in all the wallpaper shops, not just roses. And
your washing should be done, though, Mary.
In all the paper shops, they used to.
When I was a little boy, I can remember we didn't have wallpaper. It was always paint.
Distemper, the car.
Distemper,
yes. Nothing posh as emulsion.
No, you had a stripler.
Mm.
Yeah, a brush, and like a scrubbing brush. You dipped it in, shook paint off, and then touched it here and there like that. Do you remember
that's
that?
I have a proper stippling brush. It's about that square. And they'd give it a coat of one colour.
And let it dry.
Let that dry.
And then do
a thin coat of another colour and stipple it with this brush while it was wet.
Yeah.
And it did a lovely effect.
Yeah, it did.
Yes, I used a stippling brush.
When did
that? I let one of his old pals have the other one. I had two. Mm. I let him have the smaller one, but I have the big one.
Yeah.
And now his sign writing, his glass gilding things and the lot.
Yeah.
My husband used to, because he was a really clever at his job, and he used to use his thumb with a piece of rag over and figure the graining with his thumbnail. He always kept his thumbnail fairly long, and he used to put a rag over and, you know, figure the knots and that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was marvellous at his job.
No, it was real effective as well. Mm-hmm.
My staircase over when I was on Burton Lane, it was green mahogany top to bottom, you know, a mahogany dado from the top to the bottom. All the doors upstairs were mahogany and that. And they did it to match my commode that the part seam. They did it because I had that stood, it's like a plant stand. It is an antique.
It's beautiful.
And, it looked beautiful. And I've had real clever joiners examine it. They've got on their hands and knees and examined it. They wouldn't believe that it was painted.
Chimney sweep.
Yes.
What about Muffin Man?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
They did used to come round with muffins.
Yes.
Muffins.
Oh, yes.
Muffins, yes.
Have you seen the muffins?
Yes.
Yes.
When did they come round? What?
Oh, Liz down
the road. You used to have a mussel man, you know.
Yes, mussel man. Yes.
What do you mean?
No.
No, they fish.
Fish that. You know, them mussels.
Oh, yeah. How did he come round? What did he look like when he came round?
So
All in white.
Always in white.
How did he carry his mussels?
In a basket.
Yeah.
Salt and vinegar as well with him.
Wouldn't they all leak through?
No, those are little flakes.
Huh?
Yeah, tiny little flakes about that big.
Yeah.
And you still get them
at the vinegar. Yes, strawberry. Come on. Mm.
Do you remember muffins? Do you remember?
And he'd have a little bowl there to wash off.
How much would they be for a little bowl?
Oh, they were not worth much, only a few peppers, weren't they?
Was that cheap? Did you think that was cheap?
Yes, it was really.
How much were the muffins?
I can't remember.
I was only very young then. Green Grocer used to come round with the house and can. Didn't he?
Green Grocer's
Yeah. Oh, Mr. Wagstaff used to give me a ride on his one, but it laid right round the avenue and dropped off at 2:22 on his way back.
Don't you remember the Muffin Man, Mrs. Guest?
No.
You're a bit older than these other girls, aren't you?
Mm.
You can't remember them?
No. Well, I didn't come my way.